We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
Welcome back and Merry Christmas, everybody. Hour three of In This League on the Sports Grid. Assuming this airs on Christmas Day, I don't know when this airs. So we will see. But Bub, here with me in hour three, you guys know that KC Bubba at Bediantric on the Twitter machine. Bub, do you have any like Christmas traditions that you do with your family and all that stuff? Or is it just kind of we get through it?
Lately, it's been we get through it because it's been me and my wife. We used to be traveling to many places. I won't say where in about a 72-hour span. And it was not a vacation. It was a lot of travel. When I was younger, I guess it was, you know, wake up early, do the Santa Claus thing. We'd have a traditional breakfast casserole for breakfast and do that. And then, you know, the normal dinner with family and everything. So I guess if anything, it was the breakfast part. Now with my wife's family, we do like bagels and lox and stuff for breakfast. It's like a tradition we have every year for Christmas morning. They're a Jewish family. So that's we do that. I guess that'd be the closest thing I have to tradition right now. But it's more surviving and advancing. Like, this will be the second year I get to be home for Christmas. Which
surviving
will be nice.
And advancing. This is like
the NCAA Madness. Tournament. Yes, it's
right.
NCAA tournament. Right? Or actually, it's the NFL with COVID. That's what it is.
Right. Yeah. Or just life right now. Surviving in advance.
I woke up to see another day.
Right. Survive in advance every single day. Yeah, for me, it's the breakfast deal, dude. Same thing. So, you know. We have my mom makes this stuff called sausage bread. It's my absolute favorite thing to eat in the world ever.
Before.
So it is fantastic. So I she'll make a bunch of loaves. She's actually doing that tomorrow as we're recording this.
Has she made you have to learn how to do it yet so you can pass it on?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get there. You know, it's written down somewhere, but it ain't going to be tomorrow. I tell you that. I ain't going to learn tomorrow. So she's going to be making it tomorrow. And then, you know, we have like. Eggs and bacon and sausage bread every single Christmas morning. I wonder why we all feel like crap by midday. But
it's funny though. It's like it's nothing's like crazy special, which like that little tradition. Like we know we're gonna do this. We're gonna chill together, and it's like it's kind of fun. I don't know.
I just know I have to be awake early. That's like
that's what like your one day a year. You have to be awake early.
Yep, the one day a year I gotta be awake early. I gotta get the sausage bread, man. But
this fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to break down week 16 of the NFL. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
in this league.
Somebody royally forked up. Somebody forked up. Why can't I say fork?
If you're trying to curse, you can't hear.
It's full shirt.
Holy mother forking shirt balls.
Welcome back, everybody, in this league on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. Please follow me on Twitter, at Bogman Sports, joined by Casey Bubba, at BDAntric on the Twitter machine. We hope you guys are having a great holiday. If you're listening to this on a podcast or live, wherever you are, we hope you're doing fantastic and, you know, being safe out there. A lot of crazy stuff this holiday season. So, you know, hope you're being good. Good boys and girls out there, of course. So
hopefully Santa Claus visited you.
And didn't give you coal. So, you know, have you seen like Krampus is a real thing that they say? What country is that does Krampus?
I want to say Germany. Like it sounds appropriate for Germany or Russia.
I think it might be like Austria or something. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's somewhere. I think Germany, Austria, like, or that little like middle part of Europe. Where, yeah,
right. Sure, Bubba. What
the ones that were the ones that were helpful for the world wars.
Whoop! It would not be surprising to see that they threaten their children with Krampus, right? So,
I was gonna say.
I mean, it might be all taken as a joke. I have no idea.
Maybe it was Adrian Peterson's house. I don't know.
Oh, wow. We are off the rails already.
We can keep going if you want.
Look, man, we're recording this late, so you're going to get some weird stuff out of us tonight for sure. So,
some of our best stuff. That's all I'm going to say.
we apologize for that. But so best Christmas gift you ever got? Do you have like a memory of that?
That's tough, man. That's tough because every year you think you're getting the best thing ever or whatever, but it was probably like some video game console as a kid because you come down like, oh, this is the best thing ever. You know what one of the best video game consoles is, and I think doesn't get the love it deserves? I saw Clayling from RotoWire actually tweet out a picture of it the other day. The Sega Dreamcast.
Dreamcast was
awesome.
Dreamcast was the first one. I actually have a story about a Dreamcast. So me and my buddies,
video games, Bogman, video games.
Of course. Well, I understand. So I didn't say Oculus. So, the Dreamcast. So I remember I was like 13. No, I must've been older than that. 15 or 16 when the Dreamcast came out, because me and my buddies were trying to rent one at like a Hollywood Video. In Arizona. And we go to like four Hollywood Videos and none of them have it. And we finally get to one that's way far away from my house. And I have my grandma's Hollywood Video card, right? And they scan it and they're like, well, you're clearly not Elizabeth Yates. And I was like,
dare you?
That's
my grandma.
They
couldn't tell you that this year.
And they said, I tell you what, if you can tell me your grandma's birthday, I will let you rent this PlayStation, this Dreamcast, because you have money and you have the card, but I'm not convinced that you didn't just pick this card up off the ground. So, and I knew her birthday because it's 3 days after mine. So January 18th, pretty easy. So, so we were able to rent the Dreamcast, and I had like four of my buddies standing behind me, and they're like, no way he knows her birthday, right? And I nailed it, and they did the hyping me up behind me. It was so funny. And the Dreamcast was the first video game system that, like, if you saw it being played, you'd be like, is that real? Right. Yep. It's like, now I bet we'd look at it and go, oh my God, how ridiculous.
That was horrible.
Because they're so good now. But it's the first time where, like, you know, I remember this girl saying her brother got it and they had some repairman come to their house and he thought they were watching a game when they were playing one. So that kind of just stuck in my head. But I remember Randy Moss being unbelievable in whatever their football game, Dreamcast football, or whatever it was. So he could like tip it back and then up to himself. And I tried to be the Steelers, but Cordell Stewart and Plexico Burris, not a very good combo. So, you know, just didn't work for it. I think it might've been even Kent Graham that year. It was a weird year. So, that's a solid pull, man. The Dreamcast, Mine, I've told the story on ITL a bunch of times, so sorry for those of you that have heard it before, but this is where you've seen me wear the Lightning Meow shirt, right? Where the Welsh made it, it said Lightning Meow. So my mom tells me the story. I don't remember it. So apparently we didn't know for a while that I'm allergic to pine trees, I guess, and not even bad. Like, I've been around pine trees recently, and they, like, if I touch them, they make me get a little red. It's not anything bad. But when I was a kid, I guess it used to affect me more. So I'd get sick like every year around Christmas, and they didn't know why. They thought it was just, you know, a little kid getting the flu, whatever. So, so I was sick for Christmas. I woke up and I thought I was getting the big Thundercat Village, right? And that's what I wanted for Christmas. That's what I asked Santa for, blah, blah, blah. Once again, don't remember at all. And I got the Micro Machine Village instead of the regular size one. So I started crying. I threw up and I went back to bed because I was sick. So mom devastated, hated Christmas, didn't like it because I cried and was upset and everything. So the next Christmas, when I turned five, I guess, everything. I got a basketball hoop. I got a Nintendo. I got a Game Boy. I got all kinds of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, right? Anything a kid could want, I got. So that is there won't be a better Christmas. So,
no, you can't. Not possible.
No, I mean, maybe if I got two sausage bread loaves, that would probably be a better Christmas.
I bet you could sweet talk your mom.
Probably. I mean, I did move to Texas for her. So
yeah, you know. You've done a lot the last year or so.
Yeah.
Just going to say, like, I know a lot more than probably most of the listeners know. I think you might be able to weasel your way in another one. Might not be worth using that card for this moment, but
sure. Maybe save it for a bigger moment. Right. Yeah. But
like the Oculus.
I don't know if I have enough room for an Oculus here. So we'll see. But how about a gift you gave? Do you have like this was the best gift I ever gave?
The best gift I ever gave. Wow. I think iPad to the wife.
Yeah.
I think that probably solid be it. One. Yeah, because she was going through getting ready to start nursing school. I think that probably be the one.
I don't know that I've given anyone like an emotional great gift.
Those are more birthday related for me, I think, than Christmas.
Yeah, I think so too. Birthday, like I've bought a lot of people their first shot for their 21st birthday. I'll say
that. Yeah, that's very somewhat memorable because they might not remember it, but yeah,
that's very true. I remember my buddy was like, "Look, man, I know what you do when people turn 21. All right, I'm having a family dinner tomorrow. I cannot be hungover." I'm like, "We'll just go get one, right?"
Then don't go out.
What? I didn't say that because I wanted to get him drunk because it's his 21st birthday. So I don't even drink that much anymore. So, we went to some Irish bar that closed down. Or whatever.
An Irish bar on his 21st birthday. He did not want to get drunk. Genius.
Well, you know, he works for the government now. It makes sense. So
decision-making skills. Gotcha.
So I bought him a Three Wise Men to start. And then we had a lot of, and I just remember my buddy Chad coming to pick us up, and we're sitting in the back of his truck, and my buddy goes, "All right, man, you got like 45 seconds to pull off or I will throw up in your car." Mm-hmm. And he's like, "All right, loud and clear, we're pulling over." So he pulled over and threw up, and we both threw up in the Whataburger parking lot. It was a great old time,
nice.
Man.
Nice.
Oh, God, what a great time.
21st birthdays, telling you.
21st birthdays were the way to go, man. I like say, I mean, that's kind of like a, hey, look, this is the last night you're really a kid.
Yes. Now you're going to a new candy store.
You're going to a real candy store.
Yes.
That ain't fun. So, like
the tummy ache's a whole different tummy ache.
What is the meme? Adulthood is the worst hood that I've ever been in.
That's pretty
right?
good.
So,
That's pretty good.
A lot of those. Yeah. I mean, Christmas gift. I don't know that I have a great one.
Yeah, nothing's ringing a bell for me.
Right. I think I got my mom a big TV one year, and she was very happy that. So
that's good.
But yeah, not one directly sticking out in my
brain. I guess I gave my dad Giants tickets because we hadn't gone to a game in years. So I got him tickets to make him go to a game with me. Maybe that's what it was.
That's a solid one right there too. So we didn't talk about football at all. So we will when we come back. I promise. We'll break down the Sunday slate for week 16. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this. It's In This League on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, everybody. In This League on the Sports Grid. Get on the grid. I'm your host, Scott Bogman. I'm here with Casey Bubba at Pediatric. Bubba, please tell everybody where they can find all the stuff and things that you are doing across all of the interwebs.
As you said, just follow me on Twitter at BDIntric. You get all of it there and more. Trust me, all kinds of stuff there. But my written content at rotoballer.com and at Fantasy Degens. Most of my rankings for the upcoming baseball season will be at Fantasy Degens. But written content for DFS and season long at both sites. The Fantasy Black Book came out about almost 2 weeks ago now. It's the number one fantasy book on Amazon as we speak. So that's pretty big boy stuff. So go check that out. I did catchers and first base previews in that, but that's a great post-Christmas gift if you're just, you know, forgot to get something. If you want a gift, people will never forget.
That's right.
Black Book. But also my podcast is my go-to, the Benched with Bubba podcast. Doing that at least once or twice a week this time of year for fantasy baseball to get you going. And I do Line Star with Bogman a lot. So go check all that stuff out as well.
Yeah, we got a lot of shows we're doing. We see each other a lot these days.
Oh, and golf's almost back, so I'll be back with that show soon.
Oh, man, I forgot. We're turning the page on all the stuff. Yeah, new year, more stuff. You know, we've had a lot of bowl games. God, the bowl games have not been going great for me, by the way.
No.
It's not been fantastic. I think I'm sitting at like two games below 500 right now. Can't believe Middle Tennessee won. Coastal Carolina didn't beat the spread. I got WKU. I think I got Fresno State. UAB, I did not see beaten. BYU. Liberty, I got. Utah State over Oregon State, I got. I got Louisiana. Got Tulsa. Didn't get Wyoming. I had Kent. Didn't get San Diego State. I had UTSA. And I had Army by more than two. So it's just not been going great. But did you see the whole if a team has COVID, they just straight up forfeit? Even if it's the national title game, they won't move the games. They just straight up forfeit.
Bad. It's so bad. It's so, so bad. Yeah, I don't like it at all, especially with everything that's going on. You're seeing these professional leagues, and don't tell me the college is not a professional league the way they make money. These professional leagues are able to move things around and make this work. I understand there's tons of money in the game. There's travel, all this stuff for not just the players but the fans. But if you want the actual product to be what it should be, you make it work.
Dude, I can understand making a team forfeit the first round because you have to keep pace. Yeah, but the title game, move it back to weeks.
You know, who's it hurt? Like, sure, maybe travel, but who cares? Like, I care about the game. Sorry. Yeah. But that's all I care about.
Maybe it's the guys that are like going to go to the NFL and stuff and all that. Well, but also,
they can pull out.
They can opt out at any point. So,
it's what it is it's like the Super Bowl. It's not for us, it's not for the game, it's for everything else.
Right, exactly. So, I was a little surprised by that. But also, like, I've been talking with my guy, Nick Allen, about it. Dude, the transfer portal is jumping.
Dabo Sweeney is pissed.
Screw him. Dabo, I'm so sick of his opinion on everything. Why do we have to hear him on everything, right? Like, I guess at least it's not political this time. It is a transfer portal, but, you know, coaches can leave and jump ship at any point they want. We just saw Lincoln Riley do it. So why would you not let the kids do it? And by the way, kids can't do it every year. They can do it one time.
Yep.
So, you know,
What do you think of Bo Nix to Oregon?
I think it's a good move for him. Mm-hmm. I think he's going to play better in the Pac-12 against softer defenses in the SEC. He's going to have some good weapons around him. Oregon is a superior team in the Pac-12. I think it's a good move for him, for his NFL chances.
Got a Jalen Hurts vibe to it.
A little bit. Yeah, exactly. So just playing softer defenses.
Yep.
So.
Make your stock go up for draft day.
Right, exactly. And I think the move for Spencer Rattler, while it was surprising to see him go to South Carolina, which is, you know, it's South Carolina, right? Their offense has been bad for a while, but it makes sense. If you can be good with South Carolina in the SEC against some tough defenses, you can probably be good in the NFL too. So
Jake Fromm got drafted, people, and he might start on Sunday.
Well, with that, let's get into these Sunday games. I mean, what a Thursday night game. What a couple of great Saturday
games. Amazing. Colts, baby. Aaron Rodgers getting records. Great times.
Yeah, it was great. I mean, we definitely are not recording before those games, so that's great. But let's start with a game that not a lot of people are excited about, but I think could be low-key good here. Detroit versus Atlanta. As you know, obviously we're recording this on Thursday here, so Detroit may or may not have Jared Goff. We're not 100% sure. I think he'll play, but we can't know for sure. They are not even definitely going to Tim Boyle. They might go to David Blau. So it's gonna get ugly pretty fast here in this one. But I like Detroit. You like Detroit as well. Dan Campbell's got these guys playing with some heart. But Atlanta's not terrible. They're 6-8. They're not all the way out of a playoff spot right now. They could still finish over 500 and maybe sneak in. So this could be a good game. What do you want to see out of this one, Bob?
I want to see Jared Goff play. Otherwise, this game stinks. But it all revolves around Jared Goff, like you said. Then we love Detroit. We love St. Brown. I want to see that continue. Keep feeding the beast. Get St. Brown there. They're going to have the running backs and Swift and Williams back, so that'll be interesting to see, of course. But get St. Brown going. And our boy, your boy, you were on him before I was, but I've been on that train for a couple weeks now. Russell Gage, keep being the guy. Keep being the guy. So, and most importantly, I said it on one of our other shows, Kyle Pitts like still kind of has a negative connotation around him, but he's one of the top scorers in fantasy football when it comes to the tight end position. And that means his workload's still great. So I want to see that continue on, but get in the end zone. I want that big game. I think he has 3 weeks left. He's got a 2-touchdown game coming. This is the perfect week for it. So give me a Kyle Pitts week.
And look, I would love to see the Lions offense at full strength here. If Goff comes back and Swift and Williams are back with the Amon-Ra St. Brown, I mean, obviously we're not getting TJ Hawkinson back, but Amon-Ra St. Brown keeps getting better and better. So I just want to see them continue to build on that. See Kyle Pitts continue to build. I'd love to see Cordell Patterson get over 50% of the snaps. I don't know why they're holding him back so much right now. It doesn't make a lot of sense, but let's get him some touches. And he's your best offensive weapon, dude. Give him the ball. I don't understand what they've been doing with him at all whatsoever. Let's get this one out of the way because I hate it. The Giants and the Eagles here in Philly. Eagles are a 10-point favorite. 42 is the over-under. Once again, we do our picks on LineStar. Welsh and I already did picks earlier today, so you can scroll back and listen to that. But, I tell you what, in this game, I want to see Miles Sanders play. I want to see Saquon play. I want to see not Jake Fromm. I would rather have Glennon all day long. Yeah, 100%. So, I guess you see what you have in Fromm if you're the Giants, right? Because you know what you have in Glennon. He's a career backup. But it ain't going to be good. So I just don't want to see it. And I don't want to split up the quarterbacks either. So I would say give me Glennon, but I think we're going to see Fromm.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think it should be Fromm just so they can see, at least have a reason behind it. It sucks, but that's the right move. What I want to see is I want to see this Eagles team, which like many teams that are in this kind of area they're in, have been super inconsistent this year. One week they look great, one week they don't. This is a game, like we said, of recent games for some teams. They should walk in and beat the snot out of a team. Like, they need to assert their dominance in this game. So I want Jalen Hurts to look like Jalen Hurts has a really good chance to be a professional quarterback for years to come. Like, go do something here. Use Goddard. Get Devontae Smith going. That'd be great.
Yeah.
So I want to see this Eagles team go take care of business in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see Smith get used. I'd love to see Rager catch a football. That'd be great. But we'll see. Let me just take your temperature on this real quick. Saquon going into next year, Saquon or Damian Harris?
Damian Harris.
Cool. Saquon.
Is Joe Judge the coach?
We'll just say yes for now.
And Damian Harris.
Saquon or Clyde Edwards-Helaire?
Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Saquon or Myles Gaskin?
That's good. That's kind of the breaking point. I think I'll go Gaskin still.
I'm going to take Saquon over all those guys. But
I know you will, but you also had Saquon like as a top three pick this last year.
I did. And that obviously did not work. I had
the thing is I talk solid. Like this. It's not that I don't like Saquon. I think he's a very talented
guy. It's Joe Judge. They don't use him right.
They don't use him right. And as long as they don't use him right, these other teams use their guys right. And that's all I care about. So that's the thing is like if you get him on a different team or a different system, he's back to probably being a top five pick again. 100%.
Yeah, I mean, let's hope it happens. Let's hope Joe Judge is out of there and they're doing something else in New York.
Every time I hear Joe Judge, by the way, I think Beavis and Butthead. I know it's Mike Judge, but it's all I ever think about. Just want to throw that out there. Right now. Every time I hear Joe Judge's name.
Oh, my God. Well, now that you said Mike Judge, I got to tell another story, and we'll just take this to the break and do the rest of the games after this. But I was watching a podcast with or listening to a podcast with Mike Judge, and you know, he wrote Idiocracy. Have you ever seen Idiocracy?
Great movie. Yeah. So good.
Welcome to Costco. I love you. Yes. It's about like these people get frozen in time for 500 years that wake up and everyone's an idiot, right? Everyone's stupid because the stupid people are breeding and blah, 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 blah. So he said they started him and a friend of his started writing it, and he put it away for a while. And then he's standing in Disney World in line for the teacups. And these two white trash women start, you know, it's one of those arguments that starts kind of low and then starts to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. These women are in line at Disney World to ride the teacups, right? Not standing in line for a vaccine. They're not standing in line for food stamps or anything important. Ride the teacups. And they start fist fighting in the middle of Disney World. And he said, my first thought when I saw that was, I got to go back to writing that movie. So so I don't know why, you know, art imitates life and all that
Florida
stuff.
Florida always comes to bat when it's a bureaucracy thing.
God, I mean, Carl's Jr., F you, yeah. I'm eating.
Isn't it Mountain Dew? That's like their water.
Yeah, a Brondo. Yeah, it's got electrolytes, right?
Yes, yeah, electrolytes.
So, that's right. It's just a great. I don't know how we got to Idiocracy. We were talking about Joe Judge, so that's what I'm assuming it is. But we're gonna take a break here. When we come back, we will end out talking about this Saturday slate or Sunday slate of football games. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Chris Welsh
said you were coming.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
Scott Bogman,
former Imperial sharpshooter.
That's not saying much.
I wasn't a stormtrooper, wise ass.
Please excuse his lack of decorum.
In this league.
This is the way. Stop touching things.
Welcome back, everybody. In this league, on the Sports Grid, get on the grid. Bubba and Bogman here talking about the Week 15 slate. Jacksonville at the Jets. I think I'll speak for both of us. We just want to see this game get played and get over with.
Yep. James Robinson do something. That's it.
Yeah, I like to see Zach Wilson have a good game. Like to see Trevor Wilson have a good game. Don't think it's going to happen. I mean, I think getting targets for both those guys, priority A number one next season. Maybe in Jacksonville, you know, a good coach and an O-line as well. Tampa Bay and Carolina, Bub. I mean, we want to see this Brady revenge game. All the passes to Antonio Brown, to Gronk, Ronald Jones get running a little bit without Leonard Fournette. So we want to see Tampa Bay put together a little offense so that we don't lose more trustable options for championship week.
100%. It's all about the bounce back spot or the revenge spot for Tampa Bay. You get an angry Tom Brady. We know how that goes. He's now an Apple fan, not a Microsoft Surface fan anymore. but I want to see, like, if I had to pick one guy, I want to see Ronald Jones. I really do, because all the heat he's taken in the past, you know, Lenny overtook him and he went nuts. Now it's his time to overtake Lenny and just keep that drama going. So I want to see Ronald Jones do some work.
Yeah, I'd like to see Ronald Jones do some work too, so he can not be on this team anymore and go somewhere else and do better work there. It's more to me about Bruce Arians not using running backs right. He finally started using Leonard Fournette is a gigantic back that can catch. You need to give him the ball a bunch. Unfortunately, he got hurt, but it was working before that. So I want to see Ronald Jones get going too. I'm absolutely with you on that. Would love to see Tyler Johnson get going too. So we'll see. The Chargers on the road against the Texans. Another game we want to just see get played, but I'd love to see Eckler be able to participate in this game. But if not, I like Justin Jackson getting a shot. So we've seen him before have some big workloads here. I'd love to see Davis Mills step up without Brandon Cooks and have Nico Collins catch some passes. Maybe Brevin Jordan could get back in this game. They got nothing in the run game at all. But basically what you're looking for with teams like Houston, like Carolina, the Jets, the Jaguars, and the Giants, these Lions, these teams that are completely out of it, you're looking to see who's got heart, who is coming to show up to play every single week. And, you know, if you play hard these weeks, you practice hard these weeks, you will have a job in the NFL until you want to retire. Coaches will love that and they'll hang on to you. So I think that's what I want to see out of the Texans. But for the most part, just a Chargers onslaught.
It should be a Chargers onslaught. I like the Justin Jackson thing. We talked about that quite a bit earlier. I think it would be fun, though, because Davis Mills has shown signs the last couple of weeks. He really has. And I know a lot of it's been because of Cooks, so I'm with you. It'd be kind of fun to see that development continue with Nico Collins and Jordan and some of those other options. Like, as much as I think it's going to be a Chargers onslaught, I think it'd be good to see Davis Mills keep going, because when he got drafted, everyone clowned it so much because it was a weird pick. It was like, you could clown it all you
they
want.
They just had to have him.
Yeah.
They didn't have a first or second round pick, and the other quarterbacks had already gone. They had to have a QB because it, you know, Watson was going through the legal stuff.
Yeah.
A bunch of the other guys got signed. So
it makes sense, but it's just one of those like, oh man, that's who we're going to battle with. But he's starting to prove people wrong, at least the last couple of weeks. I want to see that continue on, because I think he's better than we all give him credit for.
Well, it'd be not, you know, dude was the number one quarterback recruit when he came out of high school, five-star dude, following in Andrew Luck's footsteps, just didn't show it at Stanford.
Well, it's tough with that offense to show it at Stanford. I know Luck did, but it takes a special breed to do it at Stanford.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So fingers crossed that he can get it done there. Buffalo at New England. This is going to be, you know, I know everybody wants to see Buffalo win this game. I want to see them win it too. I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I think New England has got their number right now. Bill Belichick, obviously proving why he's the best coach in the NFL ever right now. So, I know Buffalo's got a lot of work cut out for them, but I would love to see them do it, but I just don't trust it.
Yeah, what I would love to see is them do it. Yes, I'd love to see Buffalo take care of business. But Belly doesn't lose back-to-back weeks very often. Right. So, and he knows this team. It makes it even easier. It's not like he's having a game plan for a new team. He knows the Bills. So he can walk right in, grab his old book, and go, hey, we got this. So as much as I hate the Patriots, I respect the Patriots, and I know how they do things, and I want the Bills to win, I just don't think it's going to happen.
So you're not a Cassius Marsh fan. So I see.
No, I respect Belichick. The dude, he's something special.
I can't believe he came out and apologized to reporters. I'm just like,
well, and that's the thing about him, is I think we're starting to see it. I think he can't hide it as much with like the man and the machine and all those other things that are out there or whatever it is. People are starting to see who he really is, and more players are talking about how great he really is as a human being to his players. He can't just keep that like mentality, like, it's like eventually, you know, the shtick ends, buddy. So let's talk.
We're on to Cincinnati.
So he gives you a little bit to make you think he's human, so you don't ask all the questions. It's like he's immunized.
The Rams on the road against the Minnesota Vikings here. Rams 3-point road favorites. The Rams did just have to play a Tuesday game, but Minnesota played on Monday, so it's only one day.
But did they play?
I mean, Kirk Cousins didn't show up. We know that. So, and they still won. Yeah. So, I don't know, man. The Rams are playing some good football right now. They're 10-4. They need this to stay above the Cardinals. So I got the Rams.
Yeah, I'm with you. I want to see a shootout. That's what I really want to see. When the Rams victorious by like 7. That's what I want to see. Like, I want to see a shootout, But I want Stafford to get back to business here, have a big game. Cup's going to do his thing, of course. We know this. But get the rest of the toys involved. I want to see a big, big, like greatest show on turf Rams type performance.
The Bengals are hosting the Baltimore Ravens here. 45 is the over. Look, I want to see a meteor hit this game, but obviously that's not going to happen. So, and I don't actually want that, but let's not put that out into the universe for real. But Cincinnati, look, I think they're the best team in the North right now. I hate saying it because it disgusts me and I don't have much respect for Cincinnati, but I do think they're the best team in the North right now. I think the Ravens are too hurt, the Steelers are too bad, and the Browns have gone through too much. So I think they are kind of the winner by default. This whole division beat the crap out of each other all year long, dude. So I think the Bengals win this one going away, and I would love to see the Ravens win it. So I want to see the Bengals not win. So give me the escalator of sadness. That's what I want.
Even when Bogman tries to compliment the Bengals, it's backhanded. That was amazing. They were just like the ones that survived, basically. Like,
I didn't mention that they haven't won a playoff game since 1991.
I'm pretty sure you'll save that one for when we're talking the playoffs for sure. So we won't worry about that. I know. You did it. Timestamp that one. But it's Bengals season. But I do love me some Huntley. Give me some more Huntley this week. I like this kid. He's good. So I'm looking for a shootout. This is the other game I like this week to shoot out. So Bengals win, but I want to see some Huntley action. I want to see him points. Build off of last week. Points, points, points.
Yeah, look, Huntley, the way he's playing right now, he's going to get a job next year. It might be in Pittsburgh.
I think any team that needs a backup should be calling him immediately.
I think some teams need a starter.
Well, I agree. I agree for that, but I think some of these good teams that need a backup, like I'd love him in Miami. Put him right behind Tua.
Well, how about starting in Denver? I think that is a good option.
That is an option. The thing is you got to have a team that's willing to use him properly.
Yeah.
That's the catch. That's why he's perfect in Baltimore.
Because he's built
a mini Lamar. Like Lamar. He's a mini Lamar. So it's perfect.
Well, I tell you what, Tomlin has been talking about how much he wants a mobile quarterback and he wants not a rookie.
Well, of course he does, because Ben's not like anybody's more mobile than Ben.
I mean, we can say that, but Ben was, you know, for a big chunk of Tomlin's career, the most escapable. He might not, he never running with it, but nobody could tackle him because he's a giant. So, you know, he at least he wasn't manipulating the pocket, but he could manipulate his way into a sandwich, which made him hard to tackle.
Go get Coral or whatever out of Ole Miss.
Not bad. The Bears are on the road against the Seahawks. I want to see the timer go off in this game. It's not going to be a fun one.
The one thing I want to say, and I say it pretty much every week, is let Justin Fields be Justin Fields. Just do it. Otherwise, I don't care about this game at all.
I like to see Russ cook. I like to see Metcalf get more involved, but you know, I also want to get skinny in a couple days. That ain't going to happen. So we'll see. Denver against the Raiders. Another game I just want to see the clock expire on. I would like to see, for real, I would love to see if Drew Lock is just better than Teddy with a week of practicing with the ones. Because I think he could be. Because I don't think Teddy's very good. Not because I think Drew Lock's good. I don't want that rumor to get started. I don't think he's good. But I do think he is better than Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, we've been saying it all year. Like, give Locke a chance because they're not throwing it with Teddy. Well, here's the chance. And you get a very bad Raiders defense. So let's
give
see what
Locke
you got.
A chance. Give Love a chance, right? Yes, that's what we say.
Give it a chance. It's the holiday season, everybody.
I mean, I said I don't really want a meteor to hit Cincinnati because I don't. I mean, that would be a terrible thing. But, you know, if they lose to Baltimore, that's not that terrible.
Chucks.
How
much fun would be the escalator of sadness if the escalator broke, they had to walk down it?
Oh, man.
I just put that in your head. You're going to be so happy the rest of the night.
Bubba, I mean, come on, man. You're giving me wet dream ideas over here for real. So, just to be on that, I mean, I don't think I get to Cincinnati and see my Steelers garb and not get in a fight, right? And I don't think I'm not a fight guy either.
It'll find you. You don't find it. It will find you.
Right. It's, you know, a beer gets dumped on me. We're rumbling, man. I don't care how big you are. Like, and I don't care if you're going to beat the crap out of me. We're going. So, you know, it's one of those. You have to have a little pride. So, but I think it would find me. I mean, you can, if you've ever done this, I did this one time, big mistake. It was reading arrest reports around Paul Brown Stadium after a Monday Night Football game or after the playoff game, after the Jeremy Hill fumble game in the playoffs. Oh, wow. Lots. Yeah,
probably not a good night. Arrests.
Not probably a great night.
Probably more arrests than babies were made.
Oh, yeah. A lot of babies were broken that night. The Steelers on the road against the Chiefs. Chiefs, giant favorites. We're not sure if Hill or Kelsey will play in this game. Hopefully, that is where the COVID stops. Obviously, Butker won't be playing for the Chiefs either here. Look, I love my Steelers. I do. They're not good. I think, especially if Kansas City is at full health, they are going to roll in this game. I hope I'm wrong and it doesn't happen, but I'm probably right.
Yeah, I've been picking your Steelers a lot this year. I've been backing them. Can't do it this week. Now, again, like we said on the other shows, if Hill and Kelsey are out, that changes things a lot. We like the Steelers, but let's just assume Hill and Kelsey, at least one of the two comes back. Chiefs, Chiefs, Chiefs.
Right. The Washington football team on the road against the Dallas Cowboys. Cowboys are 10.5 point favorites, but I want to see Dak get right. This offense has not looked good recently. So that's the main thing that I want to see. I'd also like to see Zeke have a good looking game to finish off the year here. I don't know if he's going to be 100% before the end of the year again, but I would love to see Lamb catch the football too. That'd be great. And I would really love to see Antonio Gibson play through the toe injury.
Yeah, we've said it a lot with Dak and company. This offense is too good to be playing the way they're playing. It's, and they need to get right because they're going to be in the playoffs, and it'll be one and done if they keep playing like this, which is kind of fun because it's like the Yankees of football, so it's entertaining. But they're better than this. They're actually a good football team. So get it right. Make it happen. But we'll see.
You need to at least take a step in the right direction this week because you can't be playing your worst offensive football going into the playoffs. That's backing in. I think they're definitely going to win this game. They're definitely going to clinch the division here. But, you got to take positive steps.
How bad is football going to be in a few weeks with teams already clinching with two more weeks to go? Goodness gracious.
Yeah, going to be rough. But when we come back after this break, we're going to talk about Bubba's Monday Night Football game with the Miami Dolphins and New Orleans Saints. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this in this league on the Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
You guys hear Endless Love. You know what that means. It's the end of the 3-hour tour of In This League on the Sports Grid. Please sure to follow us all on Twitter. At Bogman Sports for me. At BD Entrick for Bub, at Is the Welsh for the Welsh. Bub, your Dolphins, Monday Night Football in the Superdome. Not great. They are 3-point road dogs, which is kind of even. That's your basic home field advantage is 3 points. So you think your Dolphins can pull this off?
I usually try to keep my homer hat off. I'm keeping it on. I got to believe, if they don't win this, I've said it on, I can't remember what other show it was, but this is the game. It's the games have been on that home lately. They've been good matchups. They've been winning. This is on the road in a hostile environment on Monday Night Football. Let Tua be Tua. Let Tua be Tua. When they handcuff him, we know how this goes. And you've texted me last week, because I've always said it. They let teams hang around or do stupid stuff. If you do that in New Orleans on Monday night, you're going to lose. So don't wait until you're behind to start letting Tua be Tua. Let him be Tua at the gate. Use Devontae Parker. You got Waddle back. Let's cook. Let's have some fun. Let's get in the playoffs and maybe give me false hope once again.
Be hilarious if after this game the Dolphins are the best team in Florida, right? So I still think Tampa Bay is. But
Tampa is, but it'd be entertaining to at least have that conversation.
Right, exactly. Let me ask you one. Would you rather? Would you rather get a root canal or go see American Underdog, the Kurt Warner movie?
I think I'd still see the Kurt Warner movie.
Yes.
But would you rather have a root canal or see the Sean Payton movie with Kevin James?
Oh, man.
I'm leaning root canal on that one.
You know what? I'm going to watch the movie, but yeah, I'm going to watch the movie.
Sucks.
So I can, yeah, I mean, you know, 3 hours of it's the squirming for me. You're going to get it in both chairs, in the movie theater chair or the dentist chair. You're going to want to get the hell out of there.
The dentist chair, you got some good drugs.
That's true. So I guess it depends on what level of drugs we're getting. So, for me, I'm going to watch the movie. I hate the dentist for real. So, but yeah. That is going to be it for us. We hope you have a great Christmas and holiday season, and we will see you guys next week. We love you. Take it easy, everybody, and we will see you next week. Good luck in your playoffs. Later.